And I could hear in the background some harmonies going on from my next guest. And I'm joined on Zoom by singer-songwriter, pianist and guitarist and producer, Milena. Now, I last saw Milena in the studio in 2018 when she played live. And in between with her telephone interviews, COVID struck. And now she's back with another beautiful song called The Secret Garden. So are you there?
I am there. Thanks, Michelle. Thank you for such a lovely introduction. Yes, yeah. I was singing the harmonies.
Me too. You didn't know I was having a little listen off air. Because you do beautiful harmonies.
Well, thank you. Coming from a fellow singer, songwriter, it means a lot.
It's lovely to talk to you. I can't believe, I mean, you have had releases out since I saw you in 2018, but that was the last time that we did, you came into the studio, and then obviously COVID struck. So how did everything affect you during that time?
Right. I guess it affected everyone more or less in the same way. But then again, I guess finally, as so many musicians, I had time to finish my songs, start the new songs. The album was actually, my album, The Higher Hopes, was released exactly in the pandemic. But because everyone was at home and everyone was just online, I guess everyone kind of got to listen and to see the videos, and it was good to promote. So I don't think we missed there in that sense anything more than just performing live. The performing live was the tough thing.
Yeah.
But I think people got engaged online to listen, to pay attention more than ever. So I think it's like black and white area.
When did you first become interested in music? How old were you?
I guess I was... Well, I was a very little girl. I wasn't even conscious because I started singing when I was 6 years old. So I was like, not to boost myself, a star child back at home in Montenegro. So for me, it was always like a game rather than something I have to do. Mm. It was just part of my family also. They're all musicians. So I started playing classical guitar when I was little, and then I kind of shifted to piano. I always sense like I can express myself more on the piano than on the guitar. But I do like to play piano to my friends while we're at my place and just having jolly evenings. So yeah, something like that.
And do your family ever get together to play now, or are you kind of like split up between different parts of the world?
Oh yeah, we do. We do. When I go, I will go to Montenegro soon. And yes, I get to play with all of them. Even my brother-in-law, he plays double bass. My sister still plays piano and flute. So yeah, we make like a nice band nights back at home just for fun.
And what's the music scene like in Montenegro?
Oh, it's very jazz. It's loads of jazz happening there. There's loads of festivals. But also we had Madonna, Lenny Kravitz playing there. So I think the music scene is picking up last 10, 15 years, I will say, in Montenegro. We are not missing on anything. If more than ever, we are kind of hosting amazing festivals and events back at home, especially on the beaches. It just looks amazing, just playing under the sun.
Well, that sounds nice. Not on the sun, not on Brighton Beach at the moment, though. It wouldn't be. It's not very pleasant at the moment. Life as an independent musician, because you are a full-time musician, everybody wants music for free. It's about artists earning money, I mean, at the end of the day. I mean, I know people do produce original music because they love it. So how difficult is it as a musician at the moment?
I think it is difficult more than ever because there is so much music out there. Mm. If you go on Spotify, there's like some artists, they like have millions of followers and plays, and I'm not even aware of who they are, but I guess they're doing well. And of course, I'm happy for them, but there is so much music there. And I guess we're all pushing. We learn also on the way how to promote the music. You're not just a musician. This is why I'm always saying to my friends, we debate about this. There is one side of being a musician, creating music, recording, all that part of creativity. And there is another side of being a business-minded person, because you can record the most amazing music and no one will ever hear it. Or maybe your 2,000 followers on Instagram, which is nothing. Then you have to be business-minded, craft that side of you to be smart, to connect and to push it further. I think my heavy, difficult journey starts today, because the song is released today. Actually started like a month ago when I started promoting The Secret Garden. So now it's a not nice part of pushing the song to be heard. It's like the baby's born and now I have to send it off to the world.
Yeah.
And some people will like my baby, some people will not. But hey, it's me. My kind of job is just to offer it. Mm. That's it.
Yeah.
There is artists, I think, like Beyonce and Bruno Mars, and there is like a big, massive gap, and there is us in between. And for me, I'm still trying to get used to that. Like, the song is, let's say, 3 minutes, and some people can just like it. Mm. I mean, for me, there is all that hard work of creating the song, going to the studio, getting the musicians, uploading everything of audio and then visual thing and then photography. There is so much work behind, and then someone can just kind of like it or not like it.
Yes.
And maybe the most difficult part is, and I'm not moaning now, it's just, I guess everyone feels the same who is in a creative world, that you can spare 3 minutes to listen something and don't judge, because everyone is so judgmental these days. It's like, oh, I like it or I don't like it.
Yeah.
You don't have to like it, but just give it a try, you know, because there is so much work. And it is important to me and to the people who are involved in it. So at least just listen.
Yeah.
Give it a chance. I love to hear the new musicians. I get inspired. I get out of my comfort zone also. So I think maybe people can just slow down a little bit and just listen. Don't be on your phone scrolling while you're listening to that music.
Yes, and you know, just put, if you're doing something at home, put new music on in the background and kind of, you know, let it get into your heart and soul, because sometimes a song doesn't always jump at you immediately. Sometimes it does. I normally play songs to death. If I like a song, it just gets played on repeat until I can't stand it anymore. I'm a bit like that with any new music that comes in, goes straight in my car about 50 plays in, and I'm like, right, don't play that for a couple of weeks. So a little question here. What song do you wish you could have written that's been written by another artist?
Oh, right. Last time I mentioned this, I think it was all the songs by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yes.
It stays like that. But during the pandemic that you mentioned, I was kind of into Dave Matthews. And then I so late discovered John Mayer.
Yes.
And I do relate, I don't know if you noticed, to these male kind of singers, songwriters. There is something about them, because I don't need to copy them, but I get their sensibility and the songwriting. I think all two of them, Dave Matthews and John Mayer, are just fantastic songwriters. And it's not even the kind of style of music I will kind of go for. It's more pop kind of rock.
Yeah.
But I was really inspired to write the latest singles that I'm about to release even. But The Secret Garden was definitely inspired on, for me, just cycling along the canal in North London and listening to John Mayer. So any song by him, it will do for now.
So you said you were inspired by cycling along for The Secret Garden, which is the release we're going to be playing after the interview, which is out today. So how did you actually get from... So you were cycling along. What came into your head for The Secret Garden, and how did you get that from your head into the studio?
Right. Well, I'm going to relieve a little secret. During the pandemic, of course, we were all locked and restricted where to move. And I live in North London, and there is this beautiful park, kind of a little cemetery that people didn't go because it is an old cemetery. There is a pond with ducks and geese. It's just so beautiful and calming. And this was my little spot. And I would sit there, and I just called it a secret garden rather than cemetery.
Yeah.
And it's the amazing time when you just pour the lyrics on the paper, and it was done in one breath. And I was so blessed. And I thought, oh, this never happens. I was really inspired. And then the melody, just because I love cycling. That's my little / big thing. Everyone who knows me, they know I love to cycle. And there is a freedom of cycling and just moving and being fast, obviously not crushing the people. But it's just those moments of sun hitting you while you're moving. And the chords, even the key in G major, just came to me. Like, it was just natural. I didn't think much. And I think those are the best songs, when you don't debate in your head too much and try to make this works and that works. It just, if it flows, it flows.
Mm. And is this going to be from an EP, or is it an album coming out?
So this is a single, and there is a remix to be released in, I say, 2 months.
Yep.
I might relieve you. There's a good friend of mine, Nick Van Gelder, who will be doing one of the remixes. He's a good friend of mine. He did already a remix for Everyday.
Yeah.
So don't change the good team. But I must mention, for this time, I have my good friend, one and only fabulous producer, musician, and all around everything, hypnotist.
Yes.
And I think without him, this song would have sound as it is, because not that he's just an amazing producer. He respected my wishes. He came with his idea and he took the best, absolutely the best out of me. I didn't know I can even sing like this, mm-hmm. these heights and do these harmonies. And he encouraged me just to go for it. And he understands the vocals, not just the sounds and the frequencies and all these little things the producers know.
Yeah.
I call him Neo in Logic. Neo from the Matrix.
Yeah.
And I think it's beautiful when you have this closely relationship with someone, because recording a song in a studio is something very intimate for me. It's like you open yourself up, you relieve part of yourself that I don't let everyone there. So to share this with hypnotist Brody G, that's his full name. I don't know if he's going to be happy about this. But I'm just so blessed because the whole sound and the atmosphere, it's definitely because of him.
Yeah. And it's good that you can give up that control, because sometimes when you write a song and until you find the right kind of person, it's like having a beautiful car and you need to get the car serviced and it's got to be looked after so it runs properly. And sometimes for an artist, it's quite difficult to let go. But once you find that producer that you can work with, it's amazing.
Absolutely. Yes. And I'm sure you're talking that from your experience, because you give that trust to someone. And the whole point of producer is making you sound better than you can be. And even the song, because I had an idea. I had an idea that the song, I shouldn't really maybe too much, but the song starts with this conga sounds. But then I had an idea, oh, the conga is going to be all the way through. But it can't be all the way through. So hypnotist heard something else. And this is where we merge pretty well. So I'm looking forward to the new collaborations with him.
Mm.
He's also part of the dance band Beat Bakery. I'm part of it also.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful collaboration. I'm really happy about everything that the future is having for us.
And are you going to be out? You're always normally gigging all over the place. Are you going to be gigging your original music, or you got any festivals coming up this year?
I applied for a few festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, of course, I'm playing loads of original gigs. I do covers. Ironically, they are paid pretty well. No one pays musicians that much for the original music.
Yeah.
But then I always throw my original songs if I'm doing any cover gigs. Yes, I played Pizza Express recently and Spitalfields Piano, which was really nice and intimate. And just playing on a grand piano in general in London venues, it's fantastic because all of my songs, they carry that piano sound.
Yes.
So yes, I'm looking forward this summer and the whole year actually to play The Secret Garden.
And where can people find out more about you, Milena?
Oh, I'm everywhere. You can't escape me. I'm so much in everyone's face, but nicely. yes, I'm everywhere. That's Spotify that we kind of are all obsessed with it. iTunes, Amazon. If you go even on my website, www.milenalainovic.com, all the links are there. I'm looking forward to release the video for this song too. So I'm going back to Montenegro just for a holiday.
Yep.
Because it's sunny there, because Michelle, it was quite difficult to finish the video for this song in London because it's been raining all this last 3,000 years.
Yes, it has. I don't know what's happened to the weather this year. I reckon we'll have a glorious summer, which won't be in time for this release. So you're going back to film part of the video back home.
Exactly. Aww. Exactly. That's just actually me, my face in the nature. I tried to do this here in my secret garden, but the grass was wet, and that's not the look that I'm looking. And then the clouds will come, and then it start pouring down.
So. Yeah.
Luckily, I can finish it in Montenegro and release it in a month or so.
Excellent. Well, so it's what a great excuse to go home.
Absolutely, among so many other things.
that's a nice thing. So I'm shooting the video in Montenegro, so I'm going back from North London. Very busy. So are you going to be doing, have you got somebody over there? Have you got people that you've worked with before over there to do the shoot?
Yes, one of them is my brother-in-law, who is my slave because he married my sister.
Yep.
He's such a creative person, and he will help me to edit the video.
Mm.
And he will also shoot it, and my sister as well. So I have a team that is really good and I can rely on. I'm a bit of control freak, I guess, in that sense. So having someone who respects my wishes, but then they bring on ideas and I can trust them,
yeah,
that's super important for me.
Excellent. It's lovely to talk to you again. Hopefully we'll get you in the studio to come and play live, because it was amazing last time. And that interview and live performance is still up on the Phoenix FM website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. If you didn't get all the details from Elena, they will be also up on the website a little bit later along with this interview. So would you like to introduce your brand new release? This is out today. This is the first play on Phoenix FM.
Yes, thank you, Phoenix FM, for premiering my song, The Secret Garden. And thank you, Michelle, and thank you to all the listeners. I feel like this is my second home, Phoenix Radio. I love it. I actually listening during the day, as you said, when I'm in the kitchen in the morning. So thank you so much. This is The Secret Garden by Milena.
Thank you very much, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's you.